on.
Okay, we can now, I think we will conclude. Somebody had mentioned we had a demo on or a discussion open for LAFCO. So I guess we'll start a quick discussion, see. Do they have some questions on that they want to bring up about LAFCO? Somebody mentioned it, that person.
We in our county, we brought up LAFCO officer brings it, sends us stuff, and then we've got 30 days to turn it all over to the auditor's office. And there was lots of stuff that LAFCO was providing, things that were incomplete, not giving us the legal descriptions, sometimes not an actual tentative map of any type. They were drawing out a sketch and saying this is what we were thinking about. And we started saying, no, that's not good enough. And all the other departments were kind of complaining about the same thing. They started kind of a thing in the CEO's office about saying, okay, we're going to get together and we're going to collaboratively make sure that LAFCO provides something, and when he provides the information, that he provides all the information to necessary information that goes out to everybody. And originally we thought, okay, we're going to send it to one person at the CEO's office, and that person will distribute it. Of course, then the assessor had arguments about how long it might take before we got it, and our clock for 30 days was already running. That wasn't going to be acceptable. We wanted our information direct from LAFCO, and not to have it go through the CEO's office and have a chance for it to be held up too much more. We found that our surveyor had been was tasked with keeping up all the boundaries of all the districts, all the special districts. We, as part of the elections, because we were part of the elections, we also were keeping up basically all the special district boundaries. There was a lot of discussion about that it was a duplication of effort, and so. And he said, well, we're going to make sure elections can't not have this information when they need it, and they can't have it incorrect. And so we're going to not give up that process. So the surveyor actually hasn't been really keeping theirs up for about the last 10 years. And they were just letting them rely on ours. They had a little pressure and then just started doing it. It was interesting to find out the errors really on both sides of having actual correct boundaries. Amazing how errors can happen and additions are forgotten by either or both of those departments. So I guess the crux of it is that we've basically decided, you know, for the work involved, we're still saying we want to have two sources to make sure that special district boundaries get done correctly. So we're now just sort of collaborating with the results that we have. Did that spur any other questions about LAFCO? Looks like it's time to go home. Okay. yes. Oh, I'm sorry.
Tang did want to make a couple comments just before we leave. So let me turn this over.
Hi guys, thank you very much for staying at the very last minute of this conference. And I would like to take a very short moment, and I want to say a few words of acknowledgement. And of course, I think as the treasurer for CCMA, I get the opportunity to work behind the scene with Duan and his staff in the last 2 months. And I observe that they are working very hard for us and are making this conference a successful one for us. So I would like to say thank you to, on behalf of the whole members today. I would like to say thank you to Santa Barbara County for hosting the conference and making it successful for all of us. And thank you, Duan and his hardworking staff, to work real, real hard behind the scene to make it happen and to have the agenda full of activities. And we learned a lot today. We learned a lot. So all of those discussions of the topics that you provide to us in the agenda, and of course with those presentations from the vendors, ESRI and the other company, which is Cartograph. Cartograph. So we learn, and those things update our knowledge about the technology and the functionalities of those programs out there. We learn a lot from those. And we also learn a lot about the SMA, which is subdivision map bytes. And we learn about right of way and these ones. We learn about condemnations, abandonment, street abandonment. So a lot of things that we are learning today. So it's a very, very, very busy and a very full of activities agenda. So we appreciate that, and thank you very much. And next. And I also want to say thank you to our hardworking behind the scene IT man, Jim Isbell. He's quietly, but he's working hard to keep our CCMA website functional and creative. So we appreciate that. And lastly, we would like to, not lastly, but next, we would like to say thank you to the secretary for working for our conference, and then hopefully that we can have some report for the conference. And thank you to the Contra Costa for hosting the conference next year. I'm looking forward to work with you next year. And also thank you for San Diego for volunteering to host the conference 2 years from now. And lastly, and most importantly, thank you to all the members that make your effort to come here to join the conference with us, and to make the conference successful. Even though that is very hard out there, that a lot of colleagues, a lot of our members couldn't make it today. So it looks like the conference this time we have less members than what it was last year, if I remember correctly. So but anyway, thank you very much. Thank you for all of the effort that making this conference successful. Thank you.
Okay, I want to thank you again. I want to turn over and say that to Jennifer and say good luck. And you're now the president. And there is lunch out on the patio. So please come on up.